After widespread accusations against priests, U.S. bishops came up with a plan to address the problem. The so-called zero-tolerance policy was rejected by the Vatican for violating due process. Revisions were made in a second plan, and this time the Holy See is expected to approve what U.S. bishops agreed upon this week. John Hoopshire is executive director of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference. He says the one-strike policy against guilty priests is maintained. They won't be able to serve in active ministry.
Catholic bishops in Wisconsin and elsewhere see it as a strong reaffirmation of the charter in Dallas, a commitment to zero tolerance for priests who abuse minors.
But critics don't like a shorter time frame for making claims. Only victims 28 years or younger could come forward. And critics don't want the church having sole control of priest investigations. A church tribunal would decide the case and the Vatican would hear appeals. Patricia Gallagher-Marchant is a member of SNAP, Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests.
We know many bishops have been involved with the cover-up of these cases. Countless families, children were put at risk because bishops had made the decision to keep perpetrators within the ministry.
There is proposed legislation in Wisconsin that would require priests to report sexual abuse to criminal authorities, like teachers and others have to do. The Wisconsin Catholic Conference supports this change. The pending legislation would also allow victims to sue the church, something allowed in other states, but struck down by Wisconsin courts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.